Hello, everybody, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be doing nonstop psychic readings tonight. If you'd like to have a reading, the phone number here at BBS Radio is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And if you're a new listener, I am a psychic medium. I use it as an intuitive consultant, entertainer, fundraiser. And
Michael?
Yes?
We have a caller for you.
Okay, Don.
I'll put him online.
Good. Hello, caller.
Very nice to speak with you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's very nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're very welcome.
What was your name?
My first name is Lisette.
Lisette?
Lisette, yes.
Lisette. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Nice. Okay, thank you for calling. Let's see, have you ever heard me read before?
I've seen you in the Yahoo Rooms read.
Oh, good.
And I've read a lot of testimony and...
Good. Very good. I'm doing a chat room show tomorrow. Stop in if you can. Early evening.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just jump into your reading and see what I'm getting for you.
Okay.
Okay. I am getting some concerns with some friends around you. I feel like, I want to be on guard with any new friends that I might attract around me or that come into my world within the next 30 days. Or they might even be there now, or they may be some new friends maybe that you just met. But
okay.
I feel like there's going to be some turmoil with friendships.
And okay.
I want to be careful with that and stay on top of it. By all means, don't get involved in the middle of any issue between friends. And if anybody new in your world or there already is trying to maybe talk you into something you shouldn't be doing or something that don't agree with you, that'll be a sign that it's the ones you need to watch out for.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also worried about, it's like a place, too, where I go, I'm just getting some, is there something going on with your friends, or is there a friendship disagreement going on with you right now?
Well, no, actually, my friends are quite concerned about me at the moment.
Okay.
Going through a divorce after 30 years, and I have a brother who's terminally ill, and so they've been quite concerned, and...
Okay. This may be the, how recent is the divorce? Is it recent, or...
It's in the process.
Okay, that's probably
it's
what
in
I'm
the process,
up.
And it's
okay. That's probably what I'm picking up on, and that your friends are concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there'll be some negativity connected to that, or it may get a little stressful, or maybe even nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to protect yourself and stay on top of that. Also, what I'm feeling is I want to protect my reputation, and I want to display proper behavior. I don't want to give anybody anything to talk about or to use against me, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like, and there may even be some people you don't even know that are connected to it, like maybe your spouse maybe has other people keeping an eye on you or listening, or maybe, you know what I mean, just...
Yes, I felt that.
You felt that? I'm being given that. I want to be careful. Anybody, especially anybody new or anybody that you have an intuitive feeling about,
mm-hmm.
like maybe they're being a little too nosy or they're sticking their nose where it don't belong,
mm-hmm.
you want to be on guard for that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also feeling like I want to be careful where maybe I hang out or have fun or where I go and who I go with. Because it's nobody's business, and if it's something that somebody can use against you, you don't want that to happen.
Right, I understand.
Okay, and I feel like, it's never good, but I feel like it had to happen and it needed to be done, the separation and the divorce. I feel like it was needed for you to be free and to move on. I feel like I was very oppressed.
Absolutely.
I feel like I was almost like a prisoner. This is the feeling I'm getting, like my freedom was kept from me and I was being controlled. So in a way, it's a blessing and you're on the right track. You did the right thing and you're doing what you need to do for yourself is what I'm feeling. Independence. I want to focus on independence is what I'm hearing. Also, this split is going to lead you into a world where you're going to be doing more on your own and you're going to enjoy it. And you want to focus on being independent. It'll be your biggest ally. I just feel like I put up with so much just to keep the peace. And I couldn't do it no more. You know, almost to the point where I needed to not even be myself. I had to be somebody else in order to keep the peace.
And
you broke the chain, and that's what was needed. This is what I'm hearing for you. Also, I feel like maybe you may, as far as working and being independent, then something new may come along for you here. An opportunity or an offer or something.
Okay.
You might even feel yourself being pulled to make like vocational training or education or doing something to advance yourself and to make yourself stronger. And if you're feeling that way, that's why you're feeling that, because I feel spirit pulling you in that direction to become more independent and take the steps that you need to take in order for that to happen. And be willing to learn something new, because you're headed into a new life and a new world, and that's going to come in handy for you.
Means a lot coming from you. It really does. It means a lot coming from you.
Thank you. Is it connecting for you?
Yes, it is. It is. I've had a very hard time, left the situation. I really didn't want to, but I was forced to, for my own mental health, and I've kind of had some trouble moving on, but, I'm doing it, and I know it's for the best, and I know everything you said is true.
Yeah, and you're going to do it, and you're going to do really well at it, so put your mind at ease. It might be a little rough, especially the next, I'm feeling like, maybe two more weeks of, I'm just feeling things clearing for you and getting better, within 2 weeks, mentally and emotionally and socially. And, are you moving? Are you thinking about moving, or did you just recently move?
Just recently moved. I moved out of the house.
Okay, because I'm feeling like I moved, and this is what they're saying to me, that there was a move, and that was a good move. You'll be fine there. I'm also selling. For some reason, I'm getting engaged. Is there somebody already in the picture with you, romantically, or?
No.
Is there somebody around you that's getting married, or an engagement, or I feel like I'm celebrating because of a union between two people.
Well, I do have a friend coming to visit, a long time friend coming to visit.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I don't think you're going to be hurting for company, companionship, and support. I don't feel that happening to you.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you do have some confidants and some friends and relatives that will help you adjust and bond with you, and I feel as though I'm being given there's even a birth here, a new baby. Is there anybody expecting with you?
No, we do have a 2-year-old in the family, and my daughter is looking to get pregnant.
Okay, well, you
maybe
by the end of by the end of May, your daughter might be successful. They're handing me a baby, and they're just saying, show her the baby, so I'm showing you the baby.
Okay.
All right, so I got a feeling you got a new grandchild coming, or will have soon, and you might hear about it by the end of May.
Okay. That would be wonderful.
And there's already talk and thoughts of it, so she's trying. And
Yes.
Okay, and I'm believing that it's going to be very special and very happy, and it's going to add to your happiness and your adjustment. So you got a lot to look forward to. I'm being shown a lot of celebrating.
Okay? Great.
And I'm being pulled towards like the end of May, so I feel like after a few weeks here, you're going to be feeling much better and a lot happier. And I am getting romance in a way coming to you, but I don't think it's anything permanent at this time. It may go that way later on down the road, but at this time here, I think you got too much on your mind really to focus on this at this time.
Right. So, absolutely right.
So you may find yourself just taking a one day at a time as far as romance goes. But I feel it being exciting and satisfying. But
great.
But for some reason you can't connect with it, and I think it's because of everything that's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't let that throw you.
All right.
Okay? And I wouldn't even worry about a relationship until like the end of May, and then I believe you'll be able to focus on that part of yourself.
Right.
Okay. But by all means, enjoy it.
Okay.
Enjoy it and have fun and. Give it until the end of May and see how it goes. And once your head settles down and you're a little more adjusted, I believe it's going to go further with somebody for you. So you're not going to be alone, and you're not going to be wanting for companionship. This is what I'm showing.
Great.
Okay? So good luck with everything, and thank you for calling.
Michael, thank you so very much. You've really helped a lot, and I do appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you. I can't do enough of it. I love doing it.
Thank you very much. You're great.
Tell your friends
Thanks.
About BBS Radio. Tell your friends about Michael Golger. And
absolutely.
And send an email to the radio station.
Absolutely.
Feedback.
It's all
appreciated. Let us know where you guys are listening.
Oh, absolutely. Will do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Good night.
You. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call for your psychic reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. International callers, you can dial 1-530-876-3222. And as I mentioned before, we do appreciate the feedback. An email here at BBS is contact@bloginservice.com.
We have another caller.
Thank you, Don.
You bet.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
How you
Hello,
doing
Mike.
Tonight?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. What's your first name?
This is Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from, Jim?
Pennsylvania. We've talked before.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Yep.
Oh, thank you for calling again. Let's see what we got for you, Jim.
Okay. I kind of had a question, too.
Okay.
I'm hoping to move, but I'm trying to be very open about it because I have a feeling it's kind of out of my control, too. So I'm wondering when and where.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, I'm being shown what looks like a city or a large town on the water. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. But I am getting a place by the water or on the water. Are you moving for business or financial reasons? Or
just to get out of where I'm at.
Just for something different.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Part of it is I keep waiting for a career to start, and I have a feeling that, you know, my gut's telling me that the move is going to have something to do with that. But it's all out there in intuition land. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked you if you were moving for money or finances.
Yeah.
And you validated that, and you're being pulled for that reason. And I believe you're correct because I can feel the move. I can feel the move. I don't see anything happening until the end of May, anyway. How soon are you going to move?
That's about what I was thinking, around June.
Yep, that's what I was feeling, June.
But, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if I want to move to the next town over or if I want to move back to the city life.
Well, you know, what I'm being shown looks like a small city. And is there anything by water that you can think of? Or?
Not around here. Oh, wait a minute. We're right by a river.
Okay. And I'm feeling the move would definitely increase your finances and be some connections there for you.
I see.
But I want to coast along until June. I believe you'll be able to for the next 2 weeks. For some reason, I'm confused and I can't make up my mind. This is how you're making me feel.
Okay.
And then it seems to get a lot clearer as you go into the end of May.
Ah, okay.
And you're able to make better decisions at that time also.
So really we're looking at July. Arranging the move in June.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right on the money. It's what
okay.
I'm feeling.
That's kind of how I was feeling June and July, you know, soon, but not right off the bat.
Definitely. And and you're validating that, too. You're not quite sure, even, you know, you want to move, but you don't know. You know, it's going to come together better for you, especially within 2 weeks. Give it another 2 weeks.
Right. Coast
along.
Yeah, I was planning to start looking around May 12th.
Exactly, right on the money.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yep. And you know, I'm getting, it's not going to be free and clear, and it's not going to be without some frustrations. Excuse me for a second, hang on. Is there something wrong with your throat?
Excuse me?
You got a cold?
Oh, yeah. I just got out of a fever, plus I smoke.
You're picking up on your throat. I'm having a hard time talking.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like you had a cold or a sinus thing going on.
Yeah, I got a little phlegm thing going.
Yeah, I was picking up on it from you. Okay, listen. Coast along for 2 weeks. Just sleep on it. Don't beat yourself up. And within 2 weeks, you're going to start receiving information and connections that are going to lead you to moving.
Oh, good. Good.
I want to stay on top of everything financially connected to this.
Right.
Okay? Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And that, and also make sure when you start the wheels moving that you want to make sure everything is just the way you expect it to be. Don't take nothing for chance.
Right.
Double check your facts, investigate, really follow through on it. Don't take anything for granted with this move.
Okay.
And you'll be fine. You stay on top of it. I do feel that there may be some bumps in the road, some glitches, a little bit of frustration. So the more on top of it, the easier it will be for you.
Okay.
Okay. And are you traveling soon? Because I feel like a delay in some plans, like traveling. I feel like I got some plans to go somewhere.
You know, it's all kind of bunched together. I'm hoping for a new career, but I'm not too sure what it is, and I'm not too sure where it'll take me. So I'm trying to just stay open right now until I get the facts. I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, and you're doing the right thing. That's exactly what I'm being told that you should do, that you should think everything out.
Right.
And what I'm feeling is, what I'm hearing is that the information you need will come to you later.
Okay.
That it needs to manifest and become clearer before it can come down into you.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And then things are going to start coming together for you. In other words, where you want to move, is there work there, where are you going to work, how are you going to do it, how much is it going to cost. All these things are going to come to you, I would say, probably another 2 weeks. You'll be able to think clearly. It's all about cycles and energies and things catching up to what it is you're manifesting.
Right.
Okay, and the more you dwell on, you become what you dwell on. Okay, and if you're thinking about moving and changing careers, and if you think about it long enough and dwell on it, it's going to happen. And this is what's happening to you. So you're creating your journey, and it will be coming clearer as you go down the road a little. You're very talented. For some reason, I'm hearing publishing or something with...
Yeah, I work for a publisher.
Oh, you're a publisher.
Great. Yeah, well, I work for one.
Oh, you work for one. Okay.
Part-time.
I believe it's going to be in the same field. Might not be exactly what you're doing, but it's going to be connected to publishing.
Oh, that'd be great.
And watch for a female. I'm being shown a female. She may have blonde hair, and she may be the one that is going to help you set up or get started somewhere else.
I tell you this.
Okay.
You mentioned that the last time we talked.
Oh.
And I've had someone else mention it to me since.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I better start looking for a blonde.
Yeah, you know, it'll come to you naturally.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to start looking for work, and maybe two guys will call you, and then a female. So I would lean towards a female.
I gotcha.
You know, this is how I would use the readings that I do. Also, it's your imagination. You have a very vivid, talented imagination, and I believe that you can combine that with publishing and writing.
Mm-hmm.
Or illustrating. Do you do any kind of art?
Poorly, but yes.
Okay, because it may be connected to illustration and publishing, and it's going to give you a chance to create. I feel like I'm channeling my talents artistically.
Hmm.
And so kind of like keep that in your mind as you're doing your search.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see this work being spiritual? I don't know if that's too general, but...
Very. You're channeling. You're very intuitive. I don't know if you know this or not. And you do receive information spiritually through your imagination. Like, your dreams and your intuition is very keen. You can rely on it.
Okay.
Okay, and you can combine the spiritual arts with your new career.
Beautiful.
Okay, so keep that in mind. And I'm feeling that my intuitive side is definitely going to increase.
Great.
As I go into the end of May.
Beautiful.
So all you got to do is just coast along, and everything is going to be given to you. All your unknowns and your doubts will be cleared away. Rely heavily on your intuition. Now and the end of May. Instead of logic or reasoning. Rely on your intuition. It's going to be very keen.
Very good.
You know, I'm hearing June 4th for some reason, so that would kind of line up with your thoughts there.
Okay.
June 4th for some reason. Pay attention to that. Also, financially, I believe you're going to be fine. I feel like I'm a little worried about money, or will there be enough to pull this off? But I'm hearing financial security is coming to you, and you're going to do okay financially.
Good.
Long term and short term.
Wonderful.
And I'm also hearing that I don't want to let financial matters drain me. There may be a possibility of being drained because of it, but it's only self-inflicted. Just act as if, and you're going to do fine.
Okay.
Financially.
Okay.
That's about all I'm getting on you.
That's great.
I'm also hearing the 18th, too.
Oh.
The 18th. This may be tomorrow or May 18th. So just kind of keep track on those dates there, the 18th and the 4th.
Huh, that's interesting.
Okay. And there's also going to be a dark-haired male helping you with the transition, with the move. Don't know who this is, but I feel that you have an ally there, and they're going to help you with the transition.
Okay.
Okay, buddy?
Sounds great.
Okay, I hope it helped you.
Very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Sure will. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, everybody, if you're a new listener and you would like to call, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And if you'd like to send some feedback to BBS about the show or the radio station, it's contact@blogginservice.com. And I am here every Sunday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I'm also here every Wednesday night midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I will do nonstop free psychic readings. So call in. Don, if there's more calls, I'll take them.
Okay, I'll put one on right now.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Hi, Paula.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great. Glad you called. What's your first name?
My first name is Karen.
Karen, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan?
Yes.
Good. How do you like the show?
I like it.
Good. You telling
like
your
a
friends
lot.
About us?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay, let's see what I'm getting for you. Karen, I feel like I don't know if this is you or somebody very close to you, but I feel as though I need to rest. I feel like I need to get my head together. I feel like I'm maybe home resting now. Have you been ill, or have you been dealing with somebody that's been ill?
No, but I have been home resting.
Okay. Was it because of life, or just...
Because I had too much fun for 2 days in a row.
That's why I'm feeling that way. I feel drained, and I need to rest and relax a little bit.
Yes.
And I'm also feeling that I've been doing a lot of thinking, too.
Yes.
About life and the bigger things in life. What directions I want to take, and just feeling more philosophical, and I'm being pulled to spirit. Have you been feeling this?
Oh, definitely.
The spiritual matters and meditating and visualization and...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm being given all that, and it's for a reason. You're being pulled there, and you belong there, and you should stay there. It's good for you, and it's going to benefit you a lot.
I feel that way, too.
Yes. Dwell as much as you can on spirit and the spiritual arts. It'll be very beneficial for you. I would take a few days longer than I think I need. I feel like maybe a little bit of an extended weekend, if it's possible, would be very beneficial to you. You know, it's almost like there's somebody else around you that's in need of... I feel drained mentally. And is there a friend or a relative that's in need, or?
I have a friend that's been working pretty hard. That's pretty drained.
Okay, you must be close to her then, or it affects you maybe. You're with her when she's going through it, or she seeks you out for comfort and energy.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, I feel like maybe you can do something with her as far as meditating. I feel like she needs to... I feel like she needs to rejuvenate also, and she's counting on you and your energy to get through some hard times or to get her head together. And I feel like she needs you, and you're there for her, and you're sympathetic, and you do what you can for her. I feel like it's this friend is going to need maybe a little more than you. She might need the advice of an expert or a professional.
Okay.
So it might be a little bit more than you can do for her. So maybe you can kind of like guide her in that direction.
Okay.
You know, like, hey, maybe you should go talk to somebody or bring in a third party. But I feel like if you connect with her again, maybe that's the way you should lead her.
Okay.
I just keep hearing you're a sympathetic friend and that there's somebody there that needs you. You know, I feel like something is coming up too, like an event, a social event, or.
I had a big social event a couple days ago.
Oh, yes. How did that go? What was it? It was above and beyond. I feel as though.
It fell into the too much fun category?
Kind of. Like it was significant and really made an impression on me. Well, you know, I want to stay on guard of my finances too. With
okay.
The hearing, I want to be careful how much I spend, where I spend it, and what I agree to. I feel as, are you making any big purchases or doing anything risky financially? Because.
No. I did spend some money on my little vacation here this past couple days, but no large purchases in the future or anything.
No, it's not that. Just remember me saying to stay on top of your money and guard it as you go into the end of May. If
okay.
you need to make an agreement or a deal, or make sure you know what you're signing, make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be, that you're going to get what you're expecting. Okay?
Okay.
Just remember me saying that.
Okay.
And I also feel as though I have some, maybe some legal or business or financial advice coming to me. I don't know if this is connecting, but I'm getting advice, and I'm being pulled to negotiations or business with this or work. I'm feeling like there's a situation going on where I'm going to say enough is enough. I'm going to let it go no matter what I lose in order to move on. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not.
It does.
Okay.
That sentence makes sense, yes.
Okay. I'm cutting my losses, gathering my resources, and I'm moving on.
Exactly.
And Spirit is telling you, go for it and do that because you need to do that. Okay? And I believe
okay.
this little getaway that you just had and the rest that you just had is going to help you put that together mentally.
Yes.
Okay? It opened up your eyes in a lot of different ways. You did a
yes.
lot of thinking.
Uh-huh.
And as you go into this, you might want to seek legal or business advice. If you think it's going to be messy or nasty or complicated, don't be afraid to go look for a third party or advice from an expert if it
okay.
goes in that direction. Okay?
I don't think it will, but...
Okay, I'm not saying it will, but be prepared, too, if you need to. But I do feel
okay.
that you're going to make a decision, and you might lose a little, but... what you get back from it is going to be tenfold.
Exactly.
And it's going to be happy and positive and successful, and you're going to do well.
Good.
So by all Good means, go ahead and do what you got to do, and don't worry about what you're going to lose and the changes you're going to go through, because I feel like you're going to come out on top.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm hearing escaping from overwhelming issues, and I just want to get away from it all. Okay.
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is escaping overwhelming issues from the past.
And that's what I'm feeling. And you're going to make a decision that enough is enough, and you're going to put an end to it, and you're going to move on. There may be some changes or some losses, but they're not going to be nothing compared to what you get back in return.
Right.
So you're doing the right thing, and by all means, go ahead and do what you got to do to take care of yourself and move on, and you'll come out on top.
Okay.
And anybody that comes around to help you or to assist you with this, scrutinize their advice if they're not an expert. Even if it's an expert, scrutinize their advice.
Okay?
Okay. Don't take anything for granted between now and the end of May, especially if it's advice. Okay?
Will do.
Very important message here for you. And that's about it. I got some numbers here for you. I got a 9 and a 7 and an 8.
Good numbers? And
yeah,
an 8?
9, 7, and 8.
All right.
That's how they came to me.
Good numbers. Okay.
I hope I helped you.
You did, Mike.
Good. And
good luck with
thank
your
you
show.
For calling.
Yep, and good luck with your show, Mike.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I'll do.
Thank you,
Bye-bye
Karen.
Bye-bye now.
Take care and God bless.
God bless you too, Mike.
Okay. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, if you're new and new to the listening audience, the phone number here to get a reading from me would be 1-888-268-4313, and that's in the U.S. and Canada. If you'd like to get a hold of me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I will get the email and respond.
We have a caller online for you. I'll put him on.
Thank you, Don.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? This is Barry calling from Edmonton, Alberta.
Good to hear you, Barry. Thank you
Great
for calling.
Great show tonight.
How you liking the show?
I'm loving it. Tune in every week almost.
Good. A regular listener.
That's absolutely.
Nice. That's good. I'm glad. Okay, Barry, let's see what I got for you. You know, I feel like I got some confusion around me. I feel like there's been a little bit of a drama going on in my life, or was this a loss of a friendship or income or a job, or is there some type of upsetting situation going on now with you?
I did lose a job a couple of years ago, and I've been looking into getting into new business.
No, I don't think this would be it. This is nothing going on with relationships or friendships, huh? I feel like I'm worrying about losing something. Hang on for a second, Barry. You know, I feel as though. I want to be on guard for some type of drama coming to me between now and the end of May. I feel like I'm going to not get what I expected, or I'm going to find out something about someone or something, and it's going to upset me a little bit. Or I'm already worrying about it. I'm getting a trust being kind of like violated in a way, but I'm being pulled to friendships for some reason.
Something to do with friendship.
Yeah. You got some new friendships going on?
Not at the moment, no.
No? Relationships are all okay?
Relationships are fine, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And the work front is doing well? No problems there, or
Business is good so far.
Business is good? Okay. You know, I want to... don't put all your eggs in one basket, I'm hearing, for some reason. Don't rely too heavily on any one avenue, is what I'm hearing. Almost like maybe it's a client or a contract or a customer or... You be on guard business-wise for a while for something to change on you. I'm not getting a major warning on it, and I'm not too worried about it, but I just feel that somebody doesn't come through or doesn't deliver in the way that I'm expecting them to. And I feel a little upset about it. I'm also hearing recovery from health, too. Has there been any health issues?
No, health has been fine.
Health is fine. How's the loved ones? And
loved ones are fine, too.
Everyone's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm feeling a I'm hearing a recovery in illness. The parents, grandparents, nobody's in the hospital. I'm getting hospital imagery, too.
Not that I know of.
Huh. Your business or work isn't connected to the medical arts at all?
No, it's not.
No, huh? Huh. All right. You know, I'm getting treatment or I'm in the hospital and... But everything is okay. I'm not worried about it. I'm hearing good news with it. Are your parents... Did you just recently lose someone?
No, I did not.
Okay, your parents are still alive? Grandparents and all that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. If one of them happens to need some help or go get some treatment, I wouldn't panic because I'm hearing that it's going to work out. So
okay.
I'm just kind of like giving you a heads up.
Sure.
You know, if you hear something about a grandparent or a friend, or I feel like it's close to you, I feel like maybe somebody might not have been feeling too well and they decided to go get looked at, or they needed to go to the hospital, but I feel like it's going to work out okay, that there's not going to be too big of a problem with it.
Good.
Okay, and the reason I'm telling you this is because, in case it happens, and you'll remember me saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm talking between now and the end of May. I mean, it could be as far as a grandparent with high blood pressure going to get a good checkup, maybe having a spell and going to get a checkup and everything works out for the better.
Everything works out fine.
So you don't panic or anything like that.
No.
And I also want to be on guard of a rise in stress. I feel like maybe some things in my life are starting to stress me a little bit, and I want to keep an eye on that. Don't let it go overboard. If you feel like you're being drained or worn out or the stress is mounting, go for a walk or do something to combat it. It's just a little bit of a warning on overload on stress. Just a heads up down the road, that's all.
Yeah, I've started jogging, so that may help a little bit there.
Okay. I believe you were pulled to that. Did you feel a need for it?
Pardon me?
Did you feel a need for it? I feel like you were pulled to that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It felt really good.
Yes, it's excellent. Excellent. I'm hearing excellent. It's what you, it's very compatible with your spirit and soul. You know, I'm feeling spiritual matters being combined with your jogging, so I would pay attention to my inner voice as I'm jogging, as I'm doing what it is I enjoy, because I feel as though it's going to be so compatible with you and so much needed that it's going to allow information and thoughts to come through you.
Excellent.
And you're going to be guided spiritually, and I feel like it's while I'm de-stressing. And that would be my my jogging.
That sounds really good.
Okay. And that's about all I can get on you right now, Barry.
Okay.
I got some numbers. I got a 16 and a 4 for you and a 9.
Thanks very much, Michael. You take care.
Okay. How has your sleep been?
Pardon me?
Have you been sleeping well?
Not as well as I'd like to be, no.
Okay, because I'm hearing issues with sleep.
Sleep.
Sleeping.
I will try to get more sleep. I think the exercise will help a lot.
That's why you were pulled to that. And I feel as though that if you left it unchecked, it might have led to a little bit of a stress overload on it.
Great.
Okay, and I believe that the sleep was connected to stress, and now you're working on that, and you're on the right track.
Excellent.
Okay, I do feel like your sleep is going to improve.
That's good news.
Okay, Barry?
Yes, thanks very much.
Thank you for calling.
All right, good night.
Good night. God bless. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call for a reading, 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Internationally, it's 1-530-876-3222. And we always appreciate feedback here at the radio station. Contact at bloginservice.com.
We have a caller. I'll put him on.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
LaDonna. I'm calling from Indiana.
Great. Welcome. How do you like the show?
I love it.
You tell your friends about
it? Every time you're on.
Good.
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Are you on a hands-free or a cell phone?
I'm on a cordless phone.
Cordless. You got a hard wire going into the wall?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll do with this then. I noticed that if it's cordless, there may be some problems, or if the computer's on and you're listening to the show while you're calling, they could interfere also. But this is okay.
Okay.
Okay, your name was Donna?
LaDonna.
LaDonna?
Yep.
Boy, you got, you know, I'm looking at this and you just got the sun shining around you. You are going to go into a very special period in your life. A lot of blessings are about to unfold on you.
Oh, that's very good.
Yes, yeah, it's needed too, I'm feeling.
Yes, very needed.
Okay, you know, I'm getting a recent passing with you.
I've had my mother in March and a very, very close friend last week.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. I'm feeling this with you.
Sorry?
There's also a young child in spirit around you. Does that make sense?
Not really.
I'm hearing the child is with us. The child is with us, I'm hearing. These people are very close to you. They're still around you very strongly. And they are watching over you. And what I am hearing is you're right in this cycle. It's going to be like almost like tomorrow. Things are going to start improving for you. You're going to start feeling happier, more balanced. It's just that life in general is going to improve. And now they're showing me horses. I got no idea why I'm being shown a horse or a pony. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Makes quite a bit of sense, actually.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but I know it made sense to you, and that's good enough for me, and it's a message to you. I'm hearing the sun. Tell her the sun is going to shine on her. It's not always going to be raining. The sun is coming. And the cycle that you're going into is going to increase your health, your mental attitude. I'm hearing your efforts being rewarded too. You're working toward something or want to create something, and they want you to know that it's being noted, and that everything that you're hoping for and working on and dreaming for is working its way to you.
Okay, that's good news.
Okay, and I'm hearing a lot of comfort from friends. Friends are going to be important to me. They're going to increase my happiness and be companions. Some type of a project or an enterprise or a dream I'm feeling moving forward with you. So whatever your heart's desire is on and whatever it is you're hoping for, they want you to know that you're going to reach this and you will be rewarded for all the work that you're putting into it. Wow, it looks like a baby night, and now they handed me a baby. So is anybody expecting around you?
I just found out one of my friends, her daughter is.
Ah, that's what the baby is.
Now
I know what they were saying. Okay.
That might be what you're seeing.
What I'm feeling, as soon as I connected to you, I got two passings, and one of these passings is coming through in this child. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but the message here is that they're coming back, and they're coming back through a newborn, and it's going to be not too far off. It's expected, and it's in the works, and it's going to be a special child. A very special child, and you will know who it is just by holding the baby. I'm also hearing the birth. Watch for the birth. Watch for the birth over and over and over. And it's in the bloodline. It's a family member. I'm also hearing that it might have been a difficult conception. Like, it took a while for this baby to come about. Or they tried before and they got successful. There's some type of difficulty there with this baby coming in or manifesting, but now it's set and it's going to happen and it's going to go well.
Good to hear.
Working with children, too. Are you a teacher or you want to be a teacher? Or do you work with children?
Growing up, I wanted to be a teacher.
You wanted to be?
I wanted to be, yes.
Yeah. You should pursue this if it's possible. I believe you were meant to work with children, or you will be working with children. Somewhere down the road, you're going to be pulled to working with children or taking care of children. I keep hearing working with children. Let her know she'll be working with children, and it's going to be very exciting. You're going to be very happy with it. And it may be a direction that you want to pursue. Maybe a teacher's aide or, you know what I mean? That type of a field, even. I just feel like you're happy when you're helping or working or teaching around children. That it's good for your soul and your energy and your thoughts and your mind. You feel well. You feel at your best when you're making a difference in young people's lives. I'm also hearing, by the end of May, I feel like my finances are improving. I feel as though I either got a promotion or a raise or I found a job. I don't know where you are financially or work world, but I feel it's going to get better, okay, as you go into the end of May. If you're looking for a job, you're going to get one, and if you got one, you may get an increase somehow, okay?
Okay.
I'm just feeling my financial position getting better and increasing, and it goes on right up until the end of May. I'm also getting a letter. They're waving a letter at me, and I feel like it's good news and it's connected to finances. I don't know if it's approval or a loan or something you applied for, but I feel there's a communication coming, and it will be through the mail, and the news will be positive. I'm also feeling a step up in finances. I'm hearing over and over, step up in finances. Are you changing jobs or looking for one?
No, not at the present moment. I'm not.
Okay. Are you working?
No, not.
You're
I'm
not?
On disability.
Oh, you're on disability. Okay. Anybody close to you? Closely connected to you that is looking for work?
I have another friend that she's been looking for work.
I just keep hearing, tell her the job will be given.
Okay.
Somebody's looking for work, or it means something to them to get this job. Well, if you have a loved one or a good friend that is looking and hurting in that way, tell them by the end of May, I feel it being an issue, a job coming through. And also, you know, this may be like a win or a bonus also with you. There is extra coming to you. I know disability is very difficult and it's limited, but there is an increase one way or another coming to you.
Okay.
And I feel like it's being handed to me from spirit. It's a step up, and it's connected to finances. So watch for this as you go into the end of May.
I will keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. And,
do you happen to see me moving, or are you being prepared for?
I can barely hear you. Could you speak up?
I'm sorry? Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'd asked if you had seen a move for me or a preparation for a move anytime soon.
You were wondering if you were moving?
Yes, or a preparation for a move.
Boy. You know, I'm feeling as though you're going to have to get, financially is going to mean a lot to you as far as moving and relocating. And you're also going to need support from family and friends. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. And I don't think you're doing it for yourself. I think you're doing it for a reason. And everybody around you is going to have to be on the same page. I'm not getting her, not by the end of May anyway.
Okay.
Okay, but what I am feeling is that people around you rallying for you to be happy and helping you with this. And I'm also feeling that the money that's needed to do this is coming into you somehow and will be given. Whether it's, are you moving just for the sake of moving or...
I will be probably moving into my own place. Right now, I'm sharing my mother's house with my brother.
Oh, I see.
And
this is why they're showing me the family.
The house.
You're living with family, and you want to get your own place.
Yes.
I can see that happening. It's going to get stronger by the end of May. This is why they were showing me the family working with you. They're going to be helping you with this, and I think they want you to move as much as you want to move. Is this what I'm feeling?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
Okay. I think they know what you need, and they want you to be happy, and I feel like your family is going to help you with this. Okay? Okay, so rely on... What I'm trying to say is connect with your family. You're going to need them to do this, okay? And the money that you need to do this will be given to you, okay?
Okay.
And pay attention to 19 and 1.
19 and 1?
And 6, these numbers. 19,
okay.
1, and 6. Okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, LaDonna, you have a good night. Good luck with everything, and God bless.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, folks, it looks like my time ran out, and I will say good night to you. I am doing a... Add me... If you have Yahoo Messenger, add me to your friends list as goingwithin_2. It'd be the quickest way of getting a hold of me. I do several shows in my chat group chat room every week, and it's free, and all the group members come in and have fun and enjoy their readings. So thank you for listening, and I will see you Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.